The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Colin Boyd from Off the Ball is with me now, and there is such a selection of stuff to watch this weekend in sport.
Today alone, Pat, good morning. The PGA Championship Day 2 was on today. Not a great start for the Irish, so Rory McIlroy at 3 over. Wasn't driving very well at all, just a month or so after the Masters victory and ecstasy there. Shane Lowry and Padraig Harrington, I think, shot a 2 over. Seamus Power did well, the man from Waterford, 1 over. Had an eagle, a couple of birdies, but also a couple of bogeys and a double bogey as well. So Johnny Vegas from Venezuela.
Great name.
Great name. Journeyman. A bit. He's won the Canadian Open twice, I think, so he's out in front at the moment. The other notable name there is the European Ryder Cup captain, Luke Donald, at a tender age of 47, is tied fourth there. It's an interesting major, the PGA Championship. All American winners, really, for the last decade. Yeah. The last non-American was 2015. The last European to win it was Rory McIlroy, 2014.
Yeah. He had won in 2010 as well, yeah. Right. Now, so we'll watch the golf and see if they make the cut, which is the
absolutely, yeah. So the highest score is 11 over and the leader's 7 under. So it could be tie, could be where Rory McIlroy is right now. It could be plus 2 or 3.
Now, tonight we've Munster in action in rugby and we've, of course, got League of Ireland action.
Yeah, there's so much happening. There's Premier League action too. We could start with rugby there. So Munster play Benetton in Cork. That's 8 o'clock start. This is make or break against the Italians. This is a very good Benetton side, by the way, Pat. They're level on points, 46 points apiece. Benetton are actually a place above in 7th. So if Munster win, they guarantee themselves a playoff in the URC and then Champions Cup rugby next season, which is so crucial for under Clayton McMillan.
I have some recollection of Munster and Zebre before, and Zebre coming alive in the second half.
Yeah, that was the start of the season, yeah. And it was embarrassing because Munster had actually started reasonably well this year with the win against Connacht. But look, it's an emotional night in Cork as well because it's the last game on Irish soil for the likes of Stephen Archer, Conor Murray, and of course Peter O'Mahony, who scored that great try last week at the moment.
Now, that's the rugby, and Munster have got to win.
Yeah.
Tonight in the Premier League, we're talking about European football, really, and what's at stake for the top 5, 6, 7 teams who are all vying for those European places.
That's it. Very unusually for the Premier League of a Friday night, there are 2 games. So 7:30 at Villa Park, Aston Villa against Tottenham Hotspur, and then 8:15 at Stamford Bridge, it's Chelsea against Manchester United. So like you said, it's European places that are up for grabs here. Chelsea and Aston Villa, both in action tonight, are both on 63 points. So they're 5th and 6th respectively. So Chelsea have that final Champions League spot at the moment. Villa are in 6th in the Europa League places. And then behind them is Nottingham Forest on 62 points in 7th position. This could be a really good night for Forest, actually. So in a world where Villa and Chelsea both lose points tonight, which is very unlikely, against the rabble that is Spurs and Manchester United. If they do,
now,
it's a good
now, as a manager, you want your team to start playing well in advance of the Europa final, or do you want to conserve them and make sure nobody gets hurt?
Well, it's actually a very good question because usually that's an easy answer, but because they've been so shambolic in the league, Spurs and Man United, it's probably to play themselves into form is actually the better bet. So they should actually get a good result tonight. So that final between Spurs and United in the Europa League is next Wednesday. It's really fast upon us. So it is, like you say, it's very important that they at least, Pat, play well. Because they both lost 2-0 at home last Sunday, very comfortably, to West Ham and Crystal Palace, respectively. Now, Palace themselves, they have a big weekend. They have the FA Cup final tomorrow against Manchester City at 4:30. No Premier League games tomorrow because of the FA Cup. They're back on Sunday.
Okay, now we've League of Ireland action tonight.
We do. So we have a big Dublin derby, against Bohemians against Shelburne. We have live commentary of that on News Talk with Stephen Doyle and Richie Towle. Other notable games. Everyone's in action. All the games are 7:45. St. Patrick's Athletic against Cork City. Stephen Kenny said there's no sportsmanship in the League of Ireland anymore. Since he's come back, he's very unhappy with that. Waterford play league leader Shamrock Rovers. It's ominous there. Stephen Bradley's side are in good form. Galway United play Sligo Rovers, and then Drogheda United entertain Derry City.
And lots of GAA action this weekend as well.
Yes.
What loads of matches. So what should we really look out for?
Okay, that's a fair question. I look out for the football, so the start of the All-Ireland series and in Saltill, 5 p.m. tomorrow evening on GAA+. Plus, the throw-in happens between Galway and Dublin. So Dublin have had a fair bit of time to lick their wounds after their quite famous now defeat to Meath in Leinster. Whereas Galway have been fantastic in 2025, largely under the new rules, Pat. So they hopefully or may not have Shane Walsh and Damien Comer back, Galway. So that would be brilliant for Pádraig Joyce's side. They're favourites anyway against Dublin. If they have those two boys back, better again. But for Dublin, you can never rule them out. They've lost a lot of players, a lot of talent this year, Dublin. But I wouldn't rule them out against Galway. Kerry play Roscommon as well in the All-Ireland series this weekend. And then in the hurling, there's Leinster action between Dublin and Kilkenny. And then on Sunday, it's Limerick against Cork and Tipperary against Waterford. It's going to be unbelievable on Sunday.
It's going to be great stuff on Sunday. Colin Bowie from Off the Ball, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.